What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep. So, so
yeah, no, I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha. It's a six ring cane show. Can't forget the name though. Got Jazz, Blue Vision, DJ break the game code. Ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up. We're reporting live from the Hard Rock Stadium. Ball 14 for the orange and green. We see the six ring champs. It's more than a dream. This is life on the field. Beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still. Put a damage to your squad. The six ring cane show. The six ring cane show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's going on, everybody?
How's it going, Jazz?
Hey, another week. Another
on
pool.
Time as, on time as usual. As usual. Yeah, we got a lot of portal talks today, right? And the NFL draft is this weekend, so maybe we'll finish off with some NFL draft stuff and some of the Canes that are obviously, you know, some guys might go a little earlier than expected. This I might go a little later than expected, so we'll see. We'll talk a little bit about that. But listen, be honest with you, right? The biggest talk right now, the talk of the town, is this transfer portal, this thing called the transfer portal. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but it's, for lack of a better word, it's a shit show. And so, you know, YouTube can ding us for that or not. I really don't care. Point is that it's a madhouse. It's a wild, wild west. And trying to keep up with it. It's crazy. Like, honestly, like I was talking to some people yesterday and they started saying Caleb Spencer, this, that, and the other. I'm like, what? Caleb Spencer? Oh yeah, he's the transfer portal. Jeez, I didn't even know. Like, it's just wild. It's wild, man, what's going on. So got a lot of things to discuss, but to be quite honest with you, I think the biggest one will kind of start off right off the bat. The biggest one that we've heard today is former blue chipper Jaden Wayne. Edge guy, our edge defensive end, has decided to throw his name in the portal. And, you know, there's a lot of talk and a lot of, you know, hearsay about him, you know, his old man and Mario having some issues and whatnot. We won't speculate on any of that, but the bottom line is, you know, from all the talks and all the reports are saying he just basically got outplayed by some of the other guys, right? And if you know you're not going to get a lot of playing time, this is the year of the transfer portal. Who cares about getting developed and you know, working your way to the top? You're just going to go somewhere else that you can get play right away. And that's obviously what a lot of players are doing, and a lot of players are coming in that are doing the same thing. So it's not, you know, I'm not kind of being biased or you know, talking trash one way or the other. It's just the nature of business now. Someone mentioned this is the NFL now. This is the minor leagues, right, where people are getting cut to make room for cap space, right, for other NIL signings. So it's just wild out there, man. Blue, I kind of want to get your take on Jaden Wayne and just like – what Miami, what it looks like Miami is doing as a whole in this transfer portal. I know we've got some names that we're going to kind of talk about that are coming in that are being crystal balled to Miami already, and some other big names that we've been talking about that all the Canes fans know about also. But kind of your take on Jaden Wayne, what he could have potentially meant to the program. Is it a huge loss? Is it kind of like, you know, it is what it is? Or is it like it didn't really matter? He wasn't going to get a lot of playing time. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think it is what it is because remember what, six short months ago, Jason Taylor was heaping praise on him. Yeah. So he's going to be very special. He's reminds himself of, you know, him when he was, you know, coming out of high school and work ethic, length, athleticism. So, yeah, I was surprised.
I was a little bit surprised too. DJ, your thoughts on Jaden Wayne?
I remember writing an article for five reasons actually when he committed, and that was, what, 2 years ago now? So, yeah. I mean, it's just crazy how things come full circle. And, you know, when he committed, I really liked his explosiveness. You know, I liked, you know, how he was able to rush the passer and how he was able to get to the quarterback. So I'm not going to say it's, you know, an end of the world type of loss, but it's also nothing to scoff at either. He's a very good football player. I do think he'll definitely find a home somewhere, but we are deep at edge. And, you know, that has to be taken into account as well. So, you know, I'm not just going to say, yeah, he's no longer at Miami. He wasn't that good anyway, because I still believe he is a really good football player. It just, you know, didn't work out. And like you said at the top of the show, it's now free agency where, you know, if this guy's not going to get playing time and you want to cut him to make room for a better player at some other spot, then that's what you do. And that's the nature of the business. And it's important to remember for all fan bases as they overreact on Twitter that every single program is going through this. It's not Miami exclusive. It's not, you know, this program exclusive. It's just the nature of college football now. And I think it's important to keep that in perspective as well.
Good point. That's a good point. A lot of really good players are what we thought were big time, big players are going to enter a transfer portal for everybody. So it is a bit of a surprise, but, oh, by the way, first of all, shout out to Danny Berry and Pimp Down on the chat. Yeah, I mean, but the bottom line is, Vish, you got to get down to a certain number to bring in some of the new guys, some of the, not only the transfer portal guys, but some of the recruits that haven't, you know, that aren't on campus yet. Justin Scott, Booker Pickett, you know, I can name a whole bunch of guys, right? Some of the St. Thomas guys, Chance Williams, Ryan Mack, and so on and so forth. You got some guys that are going to be joining this program now in the summer. Got to make some room for them. And I mean, look, from all the reports that are out there, Cole McConathy and Marquise Lightfoot and those guys are playing just as good, if not better, than Jaden Wayne right now. So you plan for the future with those guys. You continue to develop those guys, and you hope that they, you know, they come in and they do their thing. So I know Campbell was another one that apparently was getting high praise as well in the spring, who was a transfer from last year. So it is what it is, Vish, in the sense that, you know, these things are going to happen, right? Guys, big-time prospects are going to leave. Big-time prospects are going to come in, right? I mean, you know, your take on Jaden Wayne and kind of this whole process that Miami's going through now.
Yeah, well, as DJ says, it's not just Miami going through it. It is college football now. This is our college athletics. Actually, today, I mean, they officially ratified the rule change that now there is no penalty for transferring multiple times. So it's, you're going to see even more of it. Because before, if you transferred a second time, you'd have to sit out.
Right.
Now you don't have to do that. So these kids can theoretically go year to year and switch. So they're all basically running on one-year contracts. So Jazz, to your point, you got to constantly re-recruit them. And out of all that, you just listed a lot of talented kids. Guaranteed at least one of them's in the portal next year at this time. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's the way it is at this point, right? So, because they're not all going to play as much as they want. And that's the reality of it. There's only 11 guys on the field, and you know, the door is open for everyone to go in out of your school and into another one. So it's the new reality of it. As fans, you gotta just wrap your head around, you know, as DJ said, you know, he can remember writing about when Jaden Wayne committed. You know, this whole thing of like, oh, I remember them when they were a junior in high school all the way through, they graduated as a senior, and things kind of dead. And I know everyone's, you know, upset about it. I don't know that it's worse. It's just a new normal. I mean, we're all sitting here putting all of our hopes on a kid at quarterback that Washington State's like, that's our guy. Right? Yeah. I mean, we're all playing this game. These are the rules. And I don't think Tampa's giving back their Super Bowl they got for signing Tom Brady, right? Even though he's clearly a Patriots guy.
Right.
But they got a Super Bowl out of him, right? I mean, this is the way the sport is now. There's transfer kids everywhere. And yeah, as fans, just gotta mentally adjust to the fact that, yeah, 1 year you're like, this guy's great. I'm so excited for him. Next year he's gone. And we saw a lot of guys, like, we've been doing the show long enough now where we have guys that we're excited, you know, we spun up sometimes breaking news shows and them committed, come here for a year, don't really play transfer.
We've been doing this for 4 years now.
I know, that's crazy, man.
A full recruiting cycle.
It's just, you know, from a fan's perspective, because at the end of the day, we like to kind of cater to the fans also, right? This is not kind of like breaking news, always the media, oh my God, blah, blah, right? Like, we're kind of like, you know, we kind of bleed orange and green, some of us, right? Some of us are diehard fans that we've been with the team for, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. We've been supporting them. And so, Blue, you can kind of speak to this. Vish, you can kind of speak to this. I know, DJ, you know, you like college football as a whole, but, you know, you like the Canes and whatnot. But the guys that have been here that have seen the Andre Johnsons of the world, the Tober Bings, I'm going to go back to those teams, right? The George, the quarterbacks, the Testaverdes and the Cozars and this one. I mean, you name them, right? The Dan Morgans and the Vilmas and the DJ Williams and Ken Dorsey's. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Santana Moss. And I mean, whatever, right? I mean, I can name you 6 million guys. And some of those guys were with us for 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years. So you got to really connect with them on that level. And you got to fall in love with these teams and fall in love with these players. It's kind of weird now because it's not the same anymore. Because you fall in love with Cam Ward. You got him for 1 year. He's gone now, right? Now, the difference is if he wins you a natty, right, or if he wins 11 games, 12 games, now he sticks in your head a little bit longer. Well, he took us to the Sugar Bowl. He took us to the college football playoffs, right? And so where there's other players that maybe didn't do that, right, Devin Hester didn't take us anywhere. But God knows we remember Devin Hester because he was the most electric guy on the football field every time he stepped on it, right? But we had him for 3 or 4 years. And then obviously now he's a Hall of Famer and whatnot. But, you know, Andre Johnson, you know, and Sean Taylor and Ed Reed, and these guys, you can kind of – you grew up with them. You didn't have them just for 1 year. So the fan is different now too because the fan is okay with 1 year, you're gone because it's what have you done for me lately. It's forget about, you know, the development of the players and seeing him grow and DJ Williams be a fullback here and a running back, and all of a sudden, you know, he's a linebacker the next year and he's an All-American and kicking ass. And it's like, wow, I remember when DJ Williams was a running back. You know what I mean? I remember when John Beeson came in as a fullback or a safety, and now, you know, he's another one of the best linebackers to play. So it's like you don't really get that anymore because if James Williams was here, we didn't let him play safety. Because we wanted him at linebacker at edge, he's gone. thankfully he stayed and he had a great career here as a safety. But like, does that affect you? And I'll throw this to you, Vish, because you love this team more than anybody that I could possibly think of. Do those things kind of affect you as a fan? Kind of be able to really, I don't want to say fall in love with this team. We're already in love with this team. It it sucks sometimes, right? But like to kind of connect and really be as cliche and as corny as it sounds, one with this team. You know what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, I think it's a two-part answer. I think it generally, yeah, it's a little bit. I mean, we used to get attached to kids as they were freshmen, watch them grow, and that's just not the way the game's going to be anymore. But that said, there will be some that do that, and those, you become now more attached to, right? I mean, we've seen it more in basketball, where like Isaiah Wong was here for 4 years, and none of the other guys on that team that made the Final Four, and it puts him and obviously he was the best player of the team and won SEC Player of the Year. There's a whole other thing going on there, but it does put him in a different category, and so. We're going to get closer to certain players because now it's not normal for them to stick it out. And like if Emery Williams is a starting quarterback here in 2 years, like that's a rarity at this point. Not that he can't be, just that they would stick it out, back up Cam Ward now after backing up Tyler Van Dyke after having a bad injury and still being at the same school is going to be more rare. On the other hand, I mean, It's just different, but I don't think it's necessarily worse because it does, it gives the players more power, and frankly, it treats them more like adults, which they are. And some of them are going to make bad decisions and have to live with that responsibility. I'm not even talking about the one specifically, leaving Miami. I'm just talking about generally, as Blue has pointed out multiple times, a lot more kids enter the portal than there are spots for them to go to.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And, this is a life lesson for them. But in general, I don't know that it was definitely more stable for us. Less content, though. We do a show. But
that's true.
But it was more stable. But I don't know that it was good that a kid kind of felt held hostage at a school where he wasn't going to play, that he didn't really have a prospects at because he didn't want to, sit out a year to try and transfer. So I don't think that's a good situation either.
Yeah,
we'll adjust to it. And what's going to end up happening is, this thing will settle down and we'll get used to it. When the game kicks off against Florida and on Labor Day, no one's going to give a crap. And I think this is we cheer for the uniforms during the season. And that's the reality of it. Like, there's been a lot of talk about it. This is going to ruin the sport. Record numbers. People are still watching you. And in a way, in college sports, it's almost different because at best, you're getting someone for 4 years anyway. So it's not like they're going to be here for 20. Right. So, at the end of the day, you're going to cheer for you on the helmet, whoever's wearing it, and that's the reality of it. So it's probably a little bit overblown. It's hard to adjust. People don't like change. There's a lot of things changing quickly. Change. Yeah, and quickly, right? Because, right. I mean, the entire way that the NCAA enforced their rules over the years has been illegal. I've been blunt about that. Like, you cannot restrict commerce. Like, this is the United States. We are a capitalist society, whether people like that or not. You cannot restrict commerce like that just because you decided to. We have antitrust laws in this country, and that's why everyone's like, why don't they regulate what they do? They are trying to hold on by their fingernails, and eventually it's going to slip out to power. by just repeatedly moving back, because any of these lawsuits hit court, they're dead. Right. So just keep pulling back. And that's why they got rid of the you have to sit out if you transfer more than once rule, because they got challenged on it in court. They didn't have a leg to stand on, so they wiped it. Rather than go to court and lose a judgment that would basically kneecap them entirely. So eventually they'll sell down, though, because the market will decide. A lot of this is NIL money driven. There's no reason to hide that. But eventually they're going to realize, hey, I'm overpaying for this third string linebacker. I'm not doing that anymore, right? Not everyone is like if Cam Ward, we obviously paid him a hefty amount of money to come here. And if we have a great season, great. If we stink, how willing are we to pay the next quarterback that much? And that's not even a reflection on how he might play. Like, eventually these boosters have essentially infinite money compared to what they're paying out in NIL. They're big dollar amounts for normal people like us, not for them. But they got to get a return on their investment. For them, that's in terms of wins. And not everyone's going to win. And eventually that's what's going to regulate the market down. They're going to be like, we're going to win 6 to 8 games anyway. I'm not paying for this crap, right? I mean, that's where it's going to end up. So it'll all settle down. We're still in like the infancy of this. So a deep breath. The sport will be fine. Everything's going to be okay.
And I think going, you know, to your initial point of, you know, are we not going to fall in love with, you know, teams and players and things like that? I think we'll start to, you know, appreciate the process. I think regular fans will start to fall in love like we do in terms of, oh, we got this player here in the transfer portal. He really helped us. You know, Mario recruited him and he did well in sealing the deal. And then this player came from the transfer portal and he played a big role. So I think while we might not see the continuity and, you know, the kind of the, you know, affection for the players for staying 3 to 4 years, I think fans will fall more in love with the process and what it took to get there. And, you know, if Miami starts winning, you know, and they are successful, you know, I think fans will learn to appreciate, you know, in this transfer portal era that they were able to put together a team that was successful, you know, despite, you know, so many moving parts. I think it's just going to be a different sort of love.
Shout out to Gus and Fresh in the chat. What's going on, fellas? I know you got a lot of things here, Fresh, and we'll definitely get to all that stuff. So I want to kind of go down the line of the list of some of the guys that have entered the portal. And just kind of give me the guy that you think might have had the most most impact this year, and then the guy that might have had the least. Obviously, the other big news is Jared Harrison Hunt has entered the transfer portal today, also earlier in the day. So I was thinking he was going to start next to CJ Clark. Now we're talking about the guy that was potentially going to start. He's entering the transfer portal. It's crazy, man. It's wild. That just shows me guys like Marley Cook and guys like Ahmad Moten and what's his name? Justin, I think it is. Josh Horton. Those guys have really been playing really well. And then you're bringing in Justin Scott and you're bringing in Artavius Jones. And so you've got a lot of talent there, and you might go get another guy. Right? Obviously, CJ Clark, I didn't even mention him because we know he's going to start on one side. So you've got a lot of talent there, and you're going to bring in probably another transfer guy there. But, Blue, I'm going to name a couple of guys. Yeah, I just said JHH, Jared Harrison Hunt, Caleb Spencer, Jaden Wayne, we mentioned Nigel Leak, Jakari Brown, obviously. We got 3 running backs in the portal. That's crazy, right? Don Chaney, Citizen, Trevante Citizen, and Henry Parrish. 2 have already committed. Chaney is at Louisville. Parrish committed today back to Ole Miss. Shocker there, right? Logan Tagapolu, kind of a surprise where he went. He committed to Washington. So he's going back to the Pacific Northwest where he's from, playing at Oregon. Now he's at Washington. You know, a big-time school, but again, they've taken a little bit of a hit after playing in the national championship with so many transfers. Obviously, we all know Mish Powell is here now, transfer from Washington back down this way. You got some wide receivers that entered the portal too, right? Kobe Young, Breshard Smith. Obviously, TVD is another one, even your boy Corey Flagg Blue. So A lot of names have entered the portal. We probably still need to see at least five or six more to be able to get to the number where we need to be at, based off of incoming guys, portal guys, you know, and maybe a couple more. So any of those names not only surprise you, but some guys that you think maybe could have had a big impact here, Blue?
I thought Nigel Lee Kelly over time. I thought he would be pretty special. I thought Wayne the same thing. Like I wrote earlier, Parrish is Parrish. He's going to run for 550, 3-4 touchdowns. He'll be hurt for five games. So I think that's been – he's never been healthy for a season. And now he's going to a league that's a lot better and a lot – and the games every week he's going to have to face. So I don't think he was. Caleb Spencer never really got on track. Probably will end up going back to Oklahoma where he should have been in the first place.
I think the thing with Spencer Blue is he never really had a position, tweener. Right? Yeah,
he's a but tweener. He was a tweener, so
he had a hard time catching. He was okay at safety and okay at linebacker. He never was really good at any one position. I think that's what kind of hurt him. I think if you know he goes to Oklahoma or wherever he goes, and they say you're going to be a safety here, that's it. Now he can kind of develop and own his skills at safety. Or you're going to come in and be an outside linebacker here. This is what you're going to do. Then he can probably develop and be a pretty decent guy at that position. So I think that's the biggest thing with
Citizen.
Him.
Citizen kind of surprised me in the fact that he never hurt really.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never did anything yet.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so how could you judge him? You know, I mean, I'm sure that all these guys are leaving. I'm sure Mario sat down with all of them.
Oh, I'm sure. You know,
and just said, listen, you know, I'll be honest with you. If you have another place, this is where you sit with us. You know, right now we have three other deep edge guys that, you know, we feel real confident about. I think way back in January, I think I told you, I said, this spring is going to be crazy good because it's going to be like NFL training camp. You're going to win positions. And a lot of people, oh, no, everybody knows who's – no, you didn't. You see, what happened was, I mean, and then you walk by the area where the injured guys are, you know, the Jonathan Dennises and people like that, and you say to yourself, you know what, if that's where they're going to spend their time, it's not going to help them on the field. So, right. You know, you got to kind of make, you know, the decision.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rigs Kane Show. You know.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.